Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Sukkah Daf Chof. The Gemara had already asked on the Mishnah Daf Yotesimid Beis. It starts out saying, Machzelis Konim Gedoyla, Asan L'shchiva Mekabelis Tumah, that if you have a large mat made out of Konim, if you made it specifically for the purposes of Shchiva, then it's mekabel tumah because the fact that you made it for shchiva means that it's a kli. Ve'ein mesachichin bo, since it's mekabel tumah, you can't be mesachich bo. However, then it says l'sichuch mesachichin bo ve'ein mekabel tumah. The stira is that in the beginning it's mashma that the only time that it's possible for schach, the only time that it's mekabel tumah is if you specifically made it for shchiva. Let's say the person didn't make it specifically for shchiva; he made it for no purpose in mind, which is called stama. Then it would be kosher. It's only that when you made it specifically for Shechiva, then it's Pasul. However, then it says that if you made it specifically for Sichach, then Mesachichin Bo, which is Mashma, that Stama, you're not allowed to be Mesachich Bo. The Gemara's first way of resolving this theory is to say that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about a Machzeles Gedoyla. Machzeles Gedoyla, generally speaking, is made for the purposes of Sichach, and therefore there you need to make it specifically for Shechiva in order to Pasul it and make it Mekabel Tumah, because the default is that it's made L'Sichach. And when it says l'sichuch mesachichin bo ve'enem kabbalas tumah, it's referring to a machzelas ketana. Machzelas ketana generally is made for shchiva. So therefore, it's only if the person had a specific machshava that it should be for sichuch that it's kosher. Now, l'maskana, this din is true according to the Tanakhama, that when it's ketana, you have to make it specifically for sichuch. Otherwise, we say stoma is l'shchiva. And by a gedoyla, stoma is l'sichuch. And if you have a specific machshava l'shchiva, then it's pasul. However, in terms of the reading of the Mishnah, the Gemara has to change the way that we just read it, because the Gemara has a problem with Rebbe Lezer, who's the next sheet in the Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer says, Achas ketana v'achas gedoyla asan l'shchiva mekabelis tumah ve'ein mesachichin bo, l'sichach mesachichin bo ve'ein mekabelis tumah. You cannot say those words if you're talking about achas gedoyla v'achas ketana, because then it's going to be an outright stira. How could you say both asan l'shchiva mekabelis tumah ve'ein mesachichin bo and l'sichach mesachichin bo ve'ein mekabelis tumah? What's going to be the din with stoma? So Rava came along and said that everybody agrees to the premise that gedoyla is stoma made for sichuch, and the whole machlekes Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan is, what about ketana? According to the Tanakhama, stoma of a ketana is l'shchiva, and Rebbe Lezer argues and says stam ketana is also l'sichuch. And so the way to read the Tanakhama, according to him, is that machzelis gedoyla asar l'shchiva, if you make it l'shchiva specifically, then it's mekabelis tumah ve'ein mesachichin bo. And the continuation of the Mishnah, it says l'sichuch mesachichin bo, it means to say that if you do it stoma, then we say it's l'sichuch, and you could be mesachichin bo. It comes longer belezer to say that which you just said about a gedoyla is true about a ketana as well, that a ketana is stoma l'sichuch. So in terms of din, lefi the Tanakhama, Rava is in agreement with the way the Gemara was learning the Tanakhama before. The question is, what were the words that the Tanakhama said? According to the Gemara before, the Tanakhama addressed both a machzelis gedoyla in the ratio of his words, and also a machzelis ketana. And according to Rava, the Tanakhama was only talking about a gedoyla, and the din that the Tanakhama expressed was that a gedoyla is made stoma l'sichach unless you have a intention to do it l'shchiva. And the din of ketana, he didn't discuss it all, but the halacha is going to be the same, as we said before, that a ketana is stama l'shchiva. Rav Papa also reads the Tanakhama the same way that Rava reads it. The machlokes between Rav Papa and Rava is how to understand Rav Lezer. According to Rava, Rav Lezer came along and said that akula, that achas gedol v'achas ketana, whether it was big or small, its stama is l'sichuch. And Rav Papa learns the opposite, that whether it was big or whether it was small, stama is l'shchiva. The reason why Rav Papa argues on Rava is because according to Rava, when Rebbe Lezer is mechadish, achas ketana v'achas gedoyla, that they both have the same din, his kavana is that you said halacha about gedoyla, and I believe that even ketana has the same din as gedoyla. The problem with that is that doesn't fit into the lashon of achas ketana of achas gedoyla. The words achas ketana of achas gedoyla sound like that he's coming to say that gedoyla has the same din as ketana. Whether it's ketana, like you said, or it's even if it's gedoyla, they all have the same din. So that's why Rav Papa learns that Rav Elazar is coming to be machmir, and he's saying that din that you said by ketana, that stoma is l'shchiva, I believe to be true even by gedoyla. And that's the maskon of the sugya. It comes out that the sheet of the Chachamim is that if you have machzelus kan gedoyla, stoma is lesichoch, unless you specifically make it for shchiva. And according to Rabbi Lezer, whether it's ketana, whether it's gedoyla, stoma is l'shchiva, unless you make it specifically for sichoch. Now, in terms of how to understand this din of stoma, both the stoma of the Tanakama by a machzelus kan gedoyla, which we say stoma is lesichoch, and machzelus kanim ketana, according to the Tanakama, which you say stoma is l'shchiva, and the din of stoma l'shchiva, according to Rabbi Elazar, by both. The question is as follows. Is it the pshat that when we say stoma, we mean that we assume that this was the person's das? When a person makes a machzelus, and we don't have any yediyah as far as what the person had in mind, we say that mistama, the das of the person, was to make it l'sichach, because machzelus kanim gedoyla, the general kavana of most people, is to make it for sichach. Because if the person's here in front of us and he tells us what he made it for, then he's neman, eid echad neman b'yisurim. The whole klal of stama l'sichach, according to this tzad, is when we don't know. The person's not around to tell us what his kavana was. We have no special idea what he meant, and therefore we say stama is l'sichach, because that's what most people do. However, there's another way that we can understand the whole concept of stama l'sichach or stama l'shchiva, and that is that it's a din mitzad atzmoy, which means that when a person makes a machzeles ketana, since everybody does this for the purposes of shchiva, even if the person has no machshava, we say that there's a shem kli on it without his machshava. And if he makes machzeles gedoyla, there is no shem kli unless the person is miyachidit, because then anybody could be miyachid. You could be miyachid kelim for specific purposes. Kol kelim yardin de tumah machshava. And according to this tzad, if the person had no machshava whatsoever, it doesn't make a difference, because stama l'shchiva means that that is what this thing, mitzad atzmoy, is designated for. And it's not because we believe that on some subconscious level the person had a machshava l'shchiva. Rather, even if we have clear idea that the person was thinking nothing at the time, it still would be a kli. It still would be considered a mat for shchiva, because stama l'shchiva means that that is what the definition and the identity of this kli is. In the Sefer Birkas Avram, he declares this chakira, and this is the nafkamina that he gives. He says that if a person had no machshava, or even a shoyte, somebody who has no das, so we know that it cannot create a kli through his machshava, according to the second tzad, it still would be considered a kli le'inyan shchiva, because stama l'shchiva means that is what this thing is made for, even without the person's machshava. Now he brings a raya from Tosfos and Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Bar Maschil Omar, like the second tzad and not like the first tzad. Because Tosfos is explaining, according to Rava, who says, "Begedoyla kuli amalei pligi de stama l'sichach." Everybody agrees by machzeles gedoyla that it's stama l'sichach. And when it says in the Mishnah, l'sichach misachachim ba, the words l'sichach misachachim ba are going on the case of stama. And the way to read the Mishnah is, machzeles kanim gedoyla, asor l'shchiva. If the person had a straight-out machshava for shchiva, then it's mekabeles tuma ve'ei misachachim ba. But the words l'sichach misachachim ba mean, says Tosfos, that ve'im anu yecholim loymer ba, shehu l'sichach. If it's possible for us to say that it was l'sichach, ve'heichidami, and what's the case, kigoin deloy parish, the person didn't express anything, then misachachim ba ve'ein mekabeles tuma. So he's explaining the case of stoma l'sichach, that it's going on the case where the person didn't express anything. Not that stama l'sichach means that if we have no yediyah what the person was thinking, then we say ourselves that he must have meant l'sichach. Rather, stama l'sichach means that when the person had no intention, we still say that it's l'sichach. Now one can argue on his raya that when Tosfos says that we're talking about a case where he was loy parish, he didn't express himself, that doesn't mean that the person had no machshava. It could be like we mentioned a tzad earlier, that the stama l'sichach means that even though the person didn't have a conscious machshava, but on a subconscious level, we believe that was really his das. However, the Brigz Avram is understanding that what Tosfos means to say is that when the person had absolutely no machshava, he was loy parish because he wasn't thinking about it. Nevertheless, we say that you could be mesachach with it because the identity of something like a machzelis gedoyla is lesichach, mitzad atzmoy. Similarly, he proves from the Lashon of the Rambam in Perkei Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, by a katana, stama l'shchiva l'fichach ein mesachachim ba, ela im kein osa oisa l'sichach. That a katana is a stama l'shchiva, and therefore you cannot be mesachach unless the person made it for sichach. G'doyla stama l'sichach l'fichach mesachachim ba, ela im kein osa oisa l'shchiva. And he says that according to the first tzad that we mentioned, then the Rambam should have said that it is considered l'shchiva elam kein noida she'asa l'sichach. If what we really mean is that stama l'shchiva means that the assumption we make by stama is that the person had das l'shchiva, then that's what the Rambam should have said. The Rambam should have said that it's stama l'shchiva, we assume the person made it for shchiva, unless we happen to have a yediyah that the person made it l'sichach. Instead, the Rambam says that stama l'shchiva, l'fichach, therefore you can't be mesachich with it, unless he made it for sichach. So you see from the Rambam as well, that the way that he understands stama l'shchiva and stama l'sichach is that that is its din mitzad atzmoy, not that the stama, the mil says that that's what the person had in mind. Rather, the person's intentions can change it from its default position. But if he had no intention, then it is l'shchiva. The only thing that could change that if the person was asa oisa l'sichach. And that's the lashon of the Magid Mishnah over there as well. He says, "Vizeh pirusha l'das Rabbeinu dekula braisa b'stama." Says the Magid Mishnah, "Shaloi asa'a b'feirish loy l'sichach v'loy l'shchiva." He learns stama doesn't mean that we don't have any idea. Rather, stama means that the person himself didn't have any b'feirish machshava. And the Rambam in Hukas Kelim per Chafei Alach Yud Gimel says the same thing. Over there, he says, "Shara machzalois im asa'a l'shchiva mekabel estuma." Other mats, if you made them for shchiva, they're mekabel tuma. Im asa l'sichach tahoira, asa stam, if you made them stam, im hoise gedoyla stama l'sichach. V'aktana stama l'shchiva. You see that we're talking about that the person himself made it stam. Now the Gemara brings down machlekes Reb Doisa and Chachamim legabe choitzlitz, which the Gemara explains is something that a roya, a shepherd, sometimes puts underneath his head. According to Reb Doisa, it only has regular tumah. It's metami tumas meis. The Chachamim hold that it even has tumas medris because it's something that you sometimes put underneath your head, and that means that it's being used for shchiva. And the Gemara explains that the machzalis of Usha, everybody agrees that they have tumas medris because they're miyuchad for shchiva. The ones from Tveria, everybody agrees are tahoiris. They don't have tumas medris because they're too hard and people don't lie on them. The only machloikis is by other places. Mar Sovar Kivin de Leka de Yosef Alayuki Tveria Damyan, which Rashi explains to mean that Roy Bnei Adam don't usually lie down on these choitzleis, and therefore it's like the ones in Tveria, and they don't have a din of Tumas Medris. Umar Sovar Kivin de Mikri Vyasvi Alayhu Kidusha Damyan. Since it happens once in a while, it has a din of a dover that's miyuchid for Shchiva. Now, when Rashi explains the two tzadim, Reb Doisa and the Chachamim, he explains, Kivan de Leka de Yosef Alayhu, explaining Reb Doisa, says, Ein roiv bnei adam regilum liyachtum lekach. Since most people aren't miyachidah for that, therefore Reb Doisa holds that it has a din like those that are made in Tveria. When he explains the Chachamim, he says, De mikri vi Yosef umiyachtum lekach. Which means that there are some people that sometimes sit or put their head on top of these choitzlois, and therefore they're miyachidit for the purpose of shchiva. So that means that the roiv is definitely not miyachid these things for shchiva. However, there is a miyat that's miyachidit for shchiva. And the question is that how could we paskin like the Rabbanan? Usually we're not chayshish l'miyat. We find all over that it's only Reb Meir who is chayshish l'miyuta, and we're never chayshish for the miyat. We always go after the roiv. So why would we say that this has a din like the Rabbanan of choitzlis that are made in Usha, meaning that it has a tumas medris, we shouldn't go after the miyut. The teretz is based on the yisoid that we said. Because if the pshat in our sugya is that we're trying to determine what the person had in his mind, and we just don't have the idea, we're trying to use the stama or roiv to determine what was the person probably thinking at the time, then ein hachanami. You wouldn't go after the miyut and say he probably was being miyachidit. You would say you go after the roiv. However, if you learn the other way that we explained, then our sugya is not about trying to figure out what the person was thinking at the time. We could be talking about a person who didn't have any thoughts whatsoever. And we could even be talking about a shoita. The question is, how do we define this item? Is it an item that is miyuchid for shechiva, or is it an item that's miyuchid not for shechiva? So the Chachamim say that although it's true that most people don't use it for shechiva and aren't miyachid for that, nevertheless, since in general we know that it does happen once in a while, we can objectively define this kli as something that is l'shchiva because it has an instance that it is used for shchiva. When we are done the kli objectively, is this machzela something that has the capacity for shchiva? Is it something that functions in some sort of scenario as a bed, then we define it as a medrash, as something that's miyuchad for shechiva, because it has built in it the ikar de mikri v'yasiv. That's how the Birkas Avram explains our Gemara based on the idea that he expressed earlier. The Rosh in our sugya brings down the Taisus Rid, and he says as follows, Elo ha-machzalois shemoichim ha-tagarim. Merchants sell machzalois, they sell mats. Those mats that the merchants sell, he says they're generally speaking not necessarily l'shchiva avidi. They're not made for the purpose of shchiva. People sometimes make other things out of them. Hilkach lav basar asiyosam azlinon. He says we can't go after the asiya of the merchant because the uman, the person who made these machzalois, didn't really make it with his own specific intention in mind. He made it with the intention to sell it to whoever wants it. That person will use it for whatever he needs it. Therefore, he says, you go after kinyasa. You go after the time that the person bought it, and he's the one who determines what its identity is. If a person bought it l'shchiva, it's mekabelas tuma, and if he buys it for something else, like sichuch, then it's not mekabelas tuma. Therefore, is mechadesh la'alacha that a person can go and buy a machzeles chadasha l'shem sukkah and be mesachich. Even though we say that a machzeles, at least if it's ketana, then we assume that it's l'shchiva. Since this person bought it for the purpose of sichuch, he can be mesachich because he's the one who determines what it is. And the Rosh argues on the Rid. He says this is not true. Lo mistavrli, I don't think this is true because you go after the minug of the anshei hamakom. Why do you go after the minhag of the makam? So the Rosh is mashma that the reason for this is not because he believes that you ought not to go after the koine, after the person that bought it. It's just that there's a maris ayin issue. Because the Rosh says, who knows? You may be right that it should go after the person who bought it. But the person who looks at it doesn't know that this person bought it and told the guy to make it for sichuch. So people are going to end up being mesach with it. So it's really a gzeir d'rabbanan. So that means that both of them are in agreement that the identity of the kli is nikva according to the person that buys it. And why is that? Because the uman himself didn't have any das. From their opinion, you see, like the other tzad that we mentioned before, not like the tzad that we proved from all of the Rishonim, the Tosfos, from the Rambam, and from the Mashmos of the Sugya of Rav Dosa and the Chachamim. Because according to that shita, it has nothing to do with what the person is actually thinking. Once we say that a gedoyla is stamal l'sichuch, that means that objectively speaking, we consider this as something that's oimid l'sichuch, whether the person was thinking about that or not. And the same thing with a ketana l'shchiva. We say that the identity of this thing is nikva according to the stam of the milsa. And the stam of the milsa is that a small one is made l'shchiva. Therefore, it shouldn't make a difference if the tagar, if the uman, doesn't have anything in mind when he makes it, because it should have an automatic identity, mitzad atzmoy. So why is it nikva according to the person that buys it? Must be that they hold that it's not nikva mitzad atzmoy. The way that it works is that we assume that that is what the person had in mind, and therefore, since the uman had nothing in mind, he figured that whatever the person buys it for, that's what the person will be miyachid for. He wasn't miyachid himself, and therefore we wait until the person who buys it is miyachid. So it now comes out that the original Chakira that the Birkas Avram cleared is a machloikes between the Rosh and the Taisus Rid on one side, and the Rambam and Tosfos on the other side. Now, although we were medayik from the Lashon of the Rosh, that in principle he agrees to the Taisus Rid, meaning that he holds that in terms of Hilchas Tumah and Taira, you should go after the Koine, because the person who made it didn't have any Machshava, and therefore it's Nikva according to the person that bought it. Nevertheless, the Rosh argues for a side reason. He says that people aren't going to realize that his original intention was Lesichach, and therefore if the Minug for the people in this city is to use it for Shechiva, it doesn't help if he told the Uman to be misakin it for Sichach, because people don't know. There's a Maris Ayin issue. That's the way we explain the Rosh. And the truth is, this is the way Rabbi Kiveger understands the Rosh. But because of this, he asks Akasha and the Ramah. The Ramah, in Simen Tov Reish Chof Tes, Siv Vav, where the Mechaber paskins the Halacha, that a Ketana is Stama l'Shechiva, and therefore you cannot be misakich with it unless you made it specifically l'Sichach, the Ramah has a comment. He says, what does it mean, Ela imkein asol l'sichuch, that you cannot be misachach unless you made it l'sichuch? Making a l'sichuch, says the Ramah, dehainu shiroi b'nei oysa ha'ir, oysa noysa l'sichuch. So the Ramah is telling us that you don't have to bedafka have a machshava, a conscious machshava, to make it l'sichuch. If you're in a place where everybody makes it l'sichuch, then, of course, you could use it, because then we say that its tama is l'sichuch. Now that part makes a lot of sense. However, continues the Mechaber, and he says that if it's a gedoyla, then stama is a meres l'sichuch o mesachachim ba. You could be mesachach with a gedoyla, unless, says the Mechaber, ela imkein asa l'shchiva, unless you made specifically with Shechiva. On that, the Ramah writes, "Dahainu sheminig hamokim lishkav aleha," which is mashma that if you're in a place that the minig is to make it l'sichuch, and you made it l'shchiva, that would not pasul it for schach, because the Ramah is explaining that the only time that it's going to be pasul when you made it l'shchiva is if the minig is lishkav aleha. But if the minig of the place that you're in is to make it l'sichuch, then it doesn't matter that the person made it l'shchiva. So seemingly, the Ramah is paskening that you always go after the minig, bein l'chumra, bein l'kula. And Reb Kiveger asks on this, that I understand that the Rosh, who seems to be the makar of what the Ramah is writing, that the Rosh said that you go after the minig, but that was only a chumra. Like we explained, there's a maris ayin issue. So even if the person had a machshava which would kasher it, like making it l'sichach, if the minig though is to make it l'shchiva, then his machshava doesn't help, because people don't know that that's what he was thinking. However, to use it the other way, then a place where the minig is l'sichuch, and the person made it l'shchiva, to say that his machshava doesn't help, where does the Ramah get that from? The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh is only saying a special chumra. So the Mishnah Brewer wants to say over there in Sifkat and Yudches that the Ramah never meant to say that if the minig was l'sichuch, then your machshava doesn't make it l'shchiva. He just means to say that when the Mechaber says Elohim Kein Asa L'Shchiva, you don't need that dafka the person has a Machshava L'Shchiva, it's enough if the minig is to make it L'Shchiva. But Reb Kiveger is not happy with reading the Ramah that way, because it's definitely not the Mashmos. So that's why he asks, what's the Makar? The Rosh is only saying a Chumra. The Damesik Eliezer on the Bir Agra wants to say that the Makar of the Ramah is not the Rosh. He got it from the case of the Machzela Shel Tveria, which he wants to say that the Mashmos of the Gemara that says Machzelus of Tveria are Tahoyroitz L'Kulei Alma, the Mashmos is even if the person went and did it L'Shchiva. However, one can argue that there it's much different, because as Rashi explains, Ein l'cha adam shoychev aleihem, there is nobody who uses this. It may be a miut de miut that would ever use this for shchiva, and therefore this but l'daita etzel adam. That I can understand, that then the person's machshava doesn't help, because he's doing something that's so mufka from how people behave. However, if you're in a place where something is the basic minuk, to say that the person can't go keneged the minuk with his machshava is a chiddush. Now, concerning the chiddush that we said, that when you have a machzelus ketana, since it's stomer l'shchiva, you cannot be mesachich with it, the Pnei Yeshua asks, why don't we say that by a ketana, the fact that right now you're using it l'sichuch should help to give it a din l'sichuch? Because the whole reason why it's puzzle is because the assumption was that until this point it was miyuchid for shchiva. But once the person makes the decision to use it as schach, he obviously doesn't want it to be used l'shchiva, and that should be miyachid at l'sichuch, taking away its shem kli. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that still is not going to help. Because even though the person made a choice to use it now l'sichuch, nevertheless it's still mekabel tumah. Because he says if you want to change a kli from being mekabel tuma into a non-kli and take away its din to be mekabel tuma, you have to do more than just placing it someplace to show your rotzen. You have to do a maise to the kli. And he proves this yesoid from Tosfos in Shabbos and Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Over there it's mavur, the Gemara brings a braisa that says if you have a zug of an animal, so it's a kli, and it's mekabel tuma, and you are a soy ledeles, you made it part of a door, so you attached it to the door. Even though you attached it, you were kaveh on the door. Now, something that's mechuber lekarka is not mekabel tuma, so it's no longer a kli once you were mechaber it to the door. Nevertheless, it's tameh. All kalim become eligible to be mekabel tuma using machshava once the person makes his decision to use them for a certain thing. Be'ein oilin midei tumasan ela b'shinui maisa. In order for them to leave their din kabbalas tuma, you have to do a shinui maisa. So the Gemara itself tells you a klal that even though you took a kli and you fastened it and made it part of a house, it still will not lose its din kabbalas tuma. Tosfos over there asks, but there's a Gemara in Menachos that seems to imply the opposite. There, the Gemara says a sadin, a sheet, sha'asoi viloin, that you took it and made it into a curtain, you hung it, tar min amedris. So you see from that Gemara that just being kaveya it as a curtain changes its identity and causes it to lose its din kabbalas tuma of medris. It's no longer mitami tumas medris because it's no longer miyuchid lishchiva. Tosfos over there says lav mishum kviyas greida tahar. That Gemara Menachos is not, doesn't become tar. It doesn't lose its din tumas medris just because of kviyas alone. As you see in the Gemara that we just quoted, when you're mechaber a zug to a delas, it doesn't lose its din kabbalas tuma. Fastening something somewhere does not make it lose that din. So how do we understand the viloin that you made out of a sadin? Why then does it become tar min hamedris? Tosfos says alamayri shasa shum shinoi maisa. It's talking about where you did some sort of shinoi maisa. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says that who had done over here, even though you took something that was miyuchad l'shchiva, you put it on top of your sukkah, so you clearly are trying to change its identity, and you want it to be used as a davar hamesachech, not a something that you lie down on. Nevertheless, it doesn't help. You would have to do a shinoi maaseh to the thing itself. However, this Tosfos is not muskum l'kol. Not everybody agrees to the yesod that it says in Tosfos. Tosfos is obviously assuming that the only way to answer the stira between the Gemara Menachos by the sadin sha'asoi viloin, the sheet that you turned into a curtain, and the Gemara in Shabbos about the bell that you fastened to a door, the only way to be miyashiv the stira is to say that the case of sadin sha'asoi viloin is talking about where you did a shinui maisa. However, if you take a look at the Sfasemis over there in the Sugya, Sfasemis says that there's a very simple chilik that you could make between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about becoming Tomei regular Tumah, like Tumas Mace and the like. Now, in order to lose the Kabbalas Tumah of regular Tumah, we have the Klal that the Gemara mentions over there, that Kol HaKelim Yardin Lidei Tumah through Machshava, but to leave the din of Kabbalas Tumah, you need to do a Shinui Maisa, because otherwise it retains its din Kabbalas Tumah that it had until now. However, Tumas Medris, says the Sfasemis, is different. The case of the Sadin Shasoi Viloin is discussing losing its din, Tumas Medris. Tumas Medris, we have a rule called Amoid Venase Melachtenu, which means, at least according to some Rishonim, that by Tumas Medris, the thing has to be Miyuchid for Medris. And as soon as a person says Amoid Venase Melachtenu, the person decides that he's going to be Miyachid the Medris for some other purpose, it loses its din Kabbalas Tumah. Masha'en came by Tmei Meis, we do not say Amoid Venasa Malachtenu. If a person makes a decision to use a kli for some other purpose, it does not lose its Kabbalas Tuma until you do a Maisa. The Oimik behind this is very simple. The Din Kabbalas Tuma of Tmei Meis is different than the Din Kabbalas Tuma of Medris. The reason why a kli is mekabel tuma is because of its own identity. The Torah says that something that the mace touches, if that thing is a kli, it has the capacity to be mekabel tuma. As long as it fits the requirements of a kli, it has a base kibbel, it's constructed from the right materials. The Torah says that there's a din that a kli has. A kli is mekabel tuma. On the other hand, a medris, something that's meyuchid for shchiva, the reason why it becomes tameh is not because of its own din, but rather because it is meyuchid for the shchiva of the zav, or of the nida, whoever is being metameh it, ben medris. The medris, in fact, is not mekabel tumah from the zav. the Medrash is Tamei because it is the Medrash HaZav. It is considered Batel and Tufel to the Zav. The Raya to this is very simple. A regular Kli that a Tmei Meis touches, the Tmei Meis is an Ava Tuma, the Kli becomes a Rishon L'Tuma. Because since the Kli is capable of being Mekabel, the Tuma from the Tmei Meis transfers his Tuma over to the Kli, and when you transfer Tuma, it goes down one Darga. However, if a Zav sits on a bed or on a chair, anything that's Meyuchid for Shechiva or for being a Medris, then it stays an Ava Tuma. Why does it stay in Avatam? It should go down one level. The Teretz is because the reason why it's Tamei is because it's Batel to the Zav. Therefore, what the Sfasemis is saying makes a lot of sense. Because the moment somebody decided to be miyachid for a different purpose, not for Shechiva, like a Sadin that you turned into a curtain, so you cannot say that it's Batel to the Zav anymore. So the whole Seba why it was supposed to be Tamei was because of its Tfelus, it was Batel to the Zav. No, it's no longer Batel to the Zav. Masha Enkein, a regular Kli that's Mekabel Tuma from a Tmei Meis, it wasn't Tumbi because it was Batel to the Tmei Meis. It was Tumbi because of its own Siba. It had the right to be Mekabel Tuma. Once it was Mekabel Tuma, in order to make it lose its capacity to be Mekabel Tuma, you have to do a Shinui Maisa to change the identity of the Kli itself. So by Medrash, what you're looking to do is change its Yichud. What you're trying to do is change the fact that it's Batel to the Zav. So all you have to do is tie it as a curtain. Masha Enkein, by a regular Kli, by regular Kabbalah's Tuma, what you're changing is not its Yichud, but rather you're changing its Din Kli. On that, we have the rule that Kol HaKelim Yardin L'Dei Tuma B'Machshava, but Ve'ein Yoytzi M'Dei Tuma, in order for it to be Oyla from Tuma, in order to leave its Din Kabbalah's Tuma, you have to do a Shinui Maisa in order to change it from being a Kli. Because you're trying to change something that's inherent to the Kli. You're not trying to change how it relates to something else. You're trying to change the Kli. To change the Kli, you need to do a Maisa. So back to our sugya, the Pnei Yeshua gave a very good teretz, Lefi the Shita of Tosfos. Because Tosfos over there in Shabbos holds that there's no difference between regular Kabbalah's Tumah and Tumah's Medrash. Tosfos holds that the same level of Maisa would be required to change something from being Tumah to Tumah's Medrash. And therefore, Legabe Machzeles, Tosfos would say the same thing like the Pnei Yeshua says over here. Tosfos would say that putting it on top of the Sukkah would not cause it to lose its Din Shechiva. But according to the way that Sfasemis learns, and it could very well be from the mashmos of the Lashon of the Rash and the Rosh in the Mishnah in Kalim that Tosfos is discussing over there, it is mashma that they may agree to the Yisoid of the Sfasemis on some level. So we're back to the original question according to them. Why is it that it wouldn't be enough to take something that was miyuchad l'shchiva, put it on top of your sukkah, you just did a maisa like hanging a sadin as a v-line. And we just said hanging a sadin as a v-line would be metired from Tumas Medris. However, we can answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha in a very simple way. We could say that it may be true that if you take a sadin and you hang it as a curtain, that loses its din, Tumas Medris. But that may be because the assumption is when a person hangs something as a v-line, he plans on leaving it there for good. Masha'en came by a sukkah, there's no indication that the person plans on leaving it on top of his sukkah forever because the sukkah only has to be there for 7 days for the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So that may not be enough in order for it to lose its din medrash. However, the Pnei Yeshua himself gives another teretz and he says that it would make no difference. Even if you were to say that in Hilchas Tuma it lost its din Tuma. By hanging it on top of the sukkah, you've now created something, you changed it from being Medris into being a Sichuch, and therefore it is no longer Miyuchad L'Shchiva, it no longer has Tumas Medris. Nevertheless, he says that we learned the Beferish Gemara that it doesn't make a difference. Adaf Tezayin of an Aleph, the Gemara says, the Matlani is She'em Behem Shalosh Al Shalosh, the Leichazin Leilanim Leila Shirim, are Pasul. Even though now they're not Mekabel Tumah, we say that it's called, that it's Pasul. And as Rashi explains over there, even though Hashta Loi Mekabli Tumah, since it came from a Kli, the Rabbanim were Geyser. So the Gemara says over there, that's the reason why, even though it's lacking a Shear, Machzalis Shel Shivu Shel Gemi Shearah, Af Bisha Nifchasu Mikshiura, it's Emesachem Behen. So therefore, says Pnei Yeshua, it would make no difference. Even if we were to say that by putting it on top of your sukkah, it now lost its din to be Mekabel Tumah, it's too late. Because once it already had a din of a medrash, you cannot be Mesachet with it, even when you're Meyachet it, for a new purpose. However, this teretz is also debatable because by shivrei kelim we understand that there's a makom to make gzeira. There's two ways to learn. Rashi learns over there that the reason why we make gzeira is because hoyel miklika asu, like we mentioned earlier, since it came from a kli, therefore the rabbanon were geyser. And what that means is that people don't realize that now it's not a kli, it came from a kli. People don't differentiate. They'll think you're allowed to be mesachich with kelim because if you could use beloy kelim, you could also use kelim. But if you take a machzeles, even if it's a machzeles ketana, and it was miyuchad l'shchiva, but then you go and put it onto your sukkah, so every single instance in which a person will do such an act, he's automatically being miyachidit for sichuch. So what makam is there to make gzeira? So you could say that still there's a makam to say that since once upon a time it had a din of a kli, people will say that something that used to be a kli you could use, you could also use something that today is a kli. So according to Rashi, it's not so terrible. However, according to the Rambam learns that the reason why we're geyser by beloy kelim is because we're worried that maybe a person will end up being mesachech with a kli that wasn't fully broken. If you allow him to use shivrei kelim, something that now doesn't have a shear, maybe he'll come to use a kli that is broken, but it still has the shear that allows it to retain its tumah. Now, that type of gzeira you definitely don't have over here, because there's no instance in which a person is going to run into a problem if we say that he's taking a machzeles, because like we said, the moment that he puts it on top of the sukkah, it becomes miyuchad l'sichuch. Unless you say that there is a loy plug, that the Rabbanah made a sweeping gzeira, that anything that once upon a time had a din tumah, then it no longer is eligible to be used for schach because of the problem of beloy kelim. The Gemara brings down a braisa. Tana Rabbanah machzeles shel shifa v'shel gemi, gedoy lo mesachachim bo, ketana ei mesachachim bo. Now there's a very interesting Mordechai in Simen Tovshin Lamedches. He says b'shem Reb Lezer Mitz, the Bala Yireyim, that the reason why shel shiva v'shel gemi, you're allowed to be mesachach, is because it's only mekabel tuma midrabona. That is the way the Trumas Hadesh and a Simen Tzadik understands the words of the Lezer Mitz, and that's also the way the Bach in Simen Tov Reish Chof Tes explains him as well. And that's definitely not like the Divrei HaToisfis. And if you'd beiz me beiz, Divrei Maschal b'chitzim zecharim, Toisfis over there makes it clear that something that's mekabel tumah midrabanan cannot be used as schach. But the way that they're understanding the Mordechai, the Lezer Mitzvah Shita, is that you're allowed to be mesachek with something that's mekabel tumah only midrabanan. However, the Avinezer says that this is a pella. How could you learn that the Mordechai actually means that you're allowed to be mesachech with machzeles shel shiva v'shel gemi because it's only mekabel tumah midrabanan? If that's true, then why by ketana are you not allowed to be mesachech with it? The only reason why you can't be mesachech with a ketana is because it's mekabel tumah. So if you can tell me that when it's mekabel tumah midrabanan, then it's still fit to be schach, then we can't explain the seifa. Al Karchach, he says that there's a toy soifrim. And the Lezer Mitz never meant to say that something is mekabel tumah merely midrabanan, that it's roy for schach, like the Bach and Trumas Hadesh understood him. Rather, he's in agreement that when something is mekabel tumah only midrabanan, then you cannot be mesachach with it. And when he said the words rak midrabanan, he meant to say that by the ketana, even though it's only mekabel tumah midrabanan, you still cannot be mesachach with it. The Gemara brings down the machloikes between Reb Doisa and Chachamim concerning choytzlois, whether they're metame, tumas, meis, or even medris. And the Gemara in Amud Beis asks the question that how could it be that Reb Doisa is of the opinion that choytzlos are metame at all? The Braisa says, v'chein hoyer Reb Doisa oimer kidvarov, that Reb Doisa agreed to Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi, who said, mishum aviv achazu v'achazu mesachachim bo. The Gemara resolves the stira by saying, loikasha hadi isle gedanfa, hadi lesle gedanfa. A gedanfa is like a small rim that makes it that it has like a base kibble. It's capable of being mekabel things and therefore has a din of a kli. But less like gedanfa, it's not even a kli, and therefore you can be mesachach with it. There's a shchuvas radvaz, a chelik dalet, simen tzadik zayin, and ois kuf samach ches. He was asked about when somebody made a machzeles shel kanim, and it was made lesichuch. And then afterwards they added a rim like our gedanfa. They made a doifen. So the question that was asked was, could you be mesachach with it or not? You see in our Gemara that you can't be mesachach with something that has a gedanfa, that has a din kli. And the Radvaz answered by saying that it's different. He says, since you made it originally the sichach, it was yotza mitaris kli, and lama lo yisachach, why shouldn't you be allowed to be mesachach with it? Ad kan lo yomru, he says, that which it says in our Gemara, that when it has a gedanfa, you cannot be mesachach with it, is only talking about a machzeles that was made stam. And the reason is, says the Radvaz, because the Gedanfa over there proves that it was made for a kli. But if we know that you made it behedya l'sichach, you made it specifically for the purpose of sichach, then of course it's kosher and the base kibble doesn't change things. Even though it does have a base kibble, but a base kibble shloi nase l'kibble, any base kibble which is not made for the purpose of being mekabel things in it is not mekabel tumah, and it brings the Mishnah and Kelim Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. So you see that the way the Radvaz is learning is that the gedanfa in our sugya is a simen, it's not a siba. It is a simen, it's a raya that the person made it for the purpose of a kli and not for the purpose of sichach. The Levush actually argues on this Radvaz in Tafresh Chavtes, and he says that if it has a gedanfa, you cannot be misachach with it. And it's possible that Levush holds this way because he agrees to the theory that we mentioned earlier from the Birkas Avram, based on most of the Rishonim in the Sugya, that in certain instances, the reason why something is considered a kli is not because that was the person's intention. Rather, something could be considered a kli be'etzim. And certain materials, if roiv people use it that way, and it has a gedanfa, it could be that we look at it like a kli, regardless of whether that was the person's intention or not. But the Radvaz clearly doesn't subscribe to this idea. He says that the person, for sure, if he did it l'sichach, and he knows that he did it l'sichach, the fact that there's a gedanfa is not going to change anything, and our Gemara is only talking about where something was made stumma. Since the Gemara brought down two pshatim, what choitzlis mean, the Gemara tries to prove which one is correct. So the Gemara says that there's a braisa that says choitzlis shel sham v'shel gemi v'shel sak v'shel sfira mitame tmei meis divir rebdoisa v'chacham moimrim af medris. So the Gemara says bishlom leman diyamer marzuvli, according to the man diyamer who says that choitzlis mean marzuvli, so you put things into them, because marzuvli is the sack that the roya carries. So we understand that shel sham v'shel gemi, even though the way it's woven, it leaves holes in them, nevertheless it's chazalikin, so the peiri, you could use it for larger peiris that won't fall out through the nekovim. And shel sak v'shel sfira, chazalu gulki v'tzoni. These are the type of chutzlis that have smaller holes, and therefore they're roy for smaller items. Ela l'man d'yomer, machtzolis mamish. According to man d'yomer, holds that it means a mat, so you can't put anything inside it. So bishlom shel sak v'shel sfira, we understand that those types of machzalois, shel sak is made out of nusa shel izim, it's made out of goat's hair, and shel sfira is made out of horse hair. They are litzchazu lefarsi v'nafvasa. Their ro'oi, Rashi explains, to serve as, parsi means a viloin, a curtain, keneged ha-pesach, and nafvasa is to use it to sift flour, so they can function as a kli. And we understand why they would be mekabel tumah. Now the question is, why do we say that when you spread something as a curtain, it is mekabel tumah based on the fact that it's considered a kli? So Tosfos here in Dibur Maschil Chazim sends us to the Gemara in Perikama de Beitza that says, but they ma amru viloin tummy. Tosfos doesn't tell us what the Gemara says there. What the Gemara does say is that a curtain has a din of a kli because it's the derech for the shamish, for a waiter, to be mechamim kenegda, to use it to warm himself up. So it's like a beged. Now in the Shailos Tshuvos Reb Azriel, in Tchilik Yeredeya, Simen Reish Mem Dalet, Ois Ches, he asks, why does Tosfos have to bring the Gemara in Beya that explains this idea that the reason why it has a din to be tame is because the shamash warms himself up using it? We have Beferish Mishnayos in Kalim, one of them which we mentioned earlier, that if you take a sadin and you spread it as a vilon, you make it into a curtain, so it's tohar min amedris, but it's tame tmei meis. So you see that when something functions as a curtain, it retains its tumas tmei meis. That is a Mishnah in Perikov, Mishnah Vav in Kalim. And similarly, there's a Mishnah, Perikov Dalad, Mishnah Yud Gimel, when it talks about Shloisha Sadinim. One of those Sadinim is a V-loin, and we say that it's Tomei Tmei Meis. It's not Tomei Tumas Medris, but it's Tomei Tmei Meis. So you see Mishnahis that say, Beferish, that a V-loin has a din of Tumas Tmei Meis. And he answers that there's a difference between the Mishnahis in Kalim and the Gemara in Meseches Beitza. Because the Mishnayos over there in Kalim are talking about where the thing started off as a sadin, a sheet. And therefore it already got a din to be mekabel tumah. Once you make it into a viloin, it loses its din tmei medris, but it still retains its din tumas meis, as we explained earlier in this shir. That hanging something as a viloin may be getting rid of its yichud to be considered a medris hazav, because it's no longer miyuchad for the zav, but in order to get rid of its din kabbalas tumah of tmei meis, you would have to do a maisa and change it. Masha'en came, the Gemara Maseches Beitzah is talking about where you originally were miyachin it as a viloin. And the only reason why it's mekabel tumah there is because the time the Gemara gives that the shamish is mischamim kenegdei. Without that time, it could not be mekabel tumah. The Gemara continues and it says, El shel sham v'shel gem v'lomai chazah. We understand that shel sak v'shel sfira is roi for parsi and nafvasa, but the question is, what about shel sham v'shel gem? What are they roi for? So the Gemara answers that they're chazu l'niziyasa. What is niziyasa? Rashi says, l'chases ben gigis sha'isa ben shecher, to cover a gigis, which is a kli in which they make beer. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil Chazyon asks, from the Mishnah, Maseches Kelim, that says that when you have oil that's made for chipui l'kelim, for a kisoy of kelim, then it's not mekabel tumah. So Tosfos argues in Rashi and learns that we're talking about something that's made to be mekabel something. It does have a base kibul. However, Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that the reason why it's mekabel tumah is because it functions as a kisoy for the gigas that you make shecher in. And the question is very clear. We know that the Mishnah says beferish that when something is made as a kisui for kelim, it's not mekabel tumah. So how do we explain Rashi? The Yad David is mechalik between something that's meant as a kisui for kelim and something that is a kisui for oichlim. And we have to explain his teretz. Why should it make a difference if it's a kisui of kelim or a kisui of oichlim? When you're covering beer, then it's considered a kli, but if it's just the regular kisui keli, then it doesn't have the din to be mekabel tumah. So perhaps we could say that the Sfarah is as follows. A kisui for kelim is not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have a din of a kli unto itself. It's tuffel and buttel to the kli that it's meant to cover. Since its whole tachlis is to service the kli, it can't be called a kli, and it's not mekabel tumah midin tumas kelim. However, a kisui of oichlim, since they're servicing the oichlim, that is called a shem kli because it has a tachlis. It's doing something for the oichel. One of the rayas to this yisoid is that in Maseches Kelim Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Hay, it says the following. It says, Signoyos shel olin tohoyros. What are signoyos shel olin? The Rav says over there that it's made like a small basket woven out of leaves, o mechasin bo peris, and you cover peris with it. Ve'eino elo meleches aray. The reason why it's not mekabel tumah, says the Rav, is because it's only a meleches aray. It's a temporary type of tashmish. Now the question is, that why does he have to say the reason is because meleches aray? Say because it's only a kisui. It's not there to be mekabel the kelim. The teretz is, this isn't part of the din of kisui. Kisui kelim are bottled to the kelim. This is servicing the food. And if it would be a meleches kevah, then it would be mekabel tumah. Just like when you have a basket that's made to put the food inside, it's mekabel tumah. So too, if you have something that's purpose is to be a kisui on top of the food, it also would be mekabel tumah. So therefore we could say, bedas Rashi, the same thing over here. Rashi holds that since the purpose of the cover of the gigas that you put shecher in is to service the shecher, it's to protect the shecher, so we don't look at it like a kisui kli, it's not tuffel to the kli, it has identity in and of itself, and that's why it's mekabel tumah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.